In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Doug Harshgater out today. It is 97-1. Hey, look, obviously football isn't the only thing going on, although a lot of football talk. So college basketball talk today, and we got some Tiger stuff. Over the weekend, there was some reporting. Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, with a story on The Athletic. A couple things here he wrote about the Skubal situation and the Tiger situation. He wrote, basically, the Tigers, if they keep Skubal, they need to go for it. If they don't, if they can't trade him at the winter meetings, seeing how rare opportunities are to win a World Series, it's time for Scott Harris to get uncomfortable. I'm going to read some of the highlights out of this story. If Alex Bregman said no once, he'll likely say no again, presuming he had a competitive offer from a preferred destination. Then he writes, for the Tigers, Bo Bichette entering his age 28 season might be a better choice for a Detroit club that expects to continue incorporating young positional talent. Ha-Seong Kim, 30, might be the best fit of all. A number of Tiger prospects are second base, third base types, and Kim is better defensively than Bichette at short, the position the Tigers need to address. At number two starter behind Skubal, they could slot someone who would perhaps move into the number one slot after he departs. The addition should be a free agent lefty such as Framber Valdez, who pitched for Tiger manager A.J. Hinch in Houston, or Ranger Suarez, who's expected to be moderately priced. The bullpen also remains an area of focus. Finnegan, re-sign him and at least one or two more. And he goes on to write, the Tigers' approach resembles that of the Baltimore Orioles entering last season. We'll be better in 26 than in 25, and better in 27 than 26, etc., except time after time, the game demonstrates that the development of young players isn't always linear. As the Orioles have also discovered, it's better to trade certain prospects before they lose value. If the Tigers want to keep Skubal, bravo. They should not take it lightly, even if they can make a better trade than Milwaukee did for 1 year of right-hander Corbin Burnes in 2024. Now, the one caller that chumped the Tigers for not bringing back or re-signing Skubal yet, Ken Rosenthal wrote, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Scott Boras is Skubal's agent. An extension is and always has been almost out of the question. So there you go. I mean, when you're a Boras client, you're probably not re-signing. And that, you know, whether or not the Tigers are going to up their ante to try and sign him, we'll see over the course of time. If they really don't get the Godfather offer to trade him, they've got the better part of a year to get him to agree to a contract. And that's where you can give him maybe that one last, final last, this time we really mean it, last offer. But then there was this from Buster Olney recently on ESPN's Just Baseball regarding Skubal. Here's what Olney had to say. Well, you also get budgeted money. And I get that you don't get a lot in return for him, but the money that you have earmarked for him, you can go spend on the open market. Look, the two options here are trade him or go big in 2026. The problem is you almost have to get everybody's trade offers, their final offers now. Because the Tigers need to know, are we going to try and go big in 2026 and put all our eggs in this basket and try and win the World Series? The one thing that Rosenthal wrote that I completely agree with is that prospects are not, they're them turning into great players is no guarantee, and their progress isn't always linear. You know, we can sit here and we can say, oh, I don't want to give up any of their guys. Here's the trick. Okay. The trick is, you know your own prospects better than everybody else does. You do. Everybody else can watch them and scout them, but you know them better. They got to figure out which of their young stud players are most vulnerable to one of the landmines that keeps players from being great players. Right? Being a baseball prospect, you'll look at top prospects list, and they're littered with players who never made it. Because in baseball, when they figure out your weakness, you're done. Can't lay off the changeup. Can't hit a curveball. You chase this pitch out of the zone, that pitch out of the zone. You can't field. Like, there's all kinds of them. And it's up to the Tigers to know. They know better than everybody else which one of our top prospects is really got the most obvious to them trap door, the most obvious landmine. And say, yep, we're going to trade Max Clark, or we're going to trade Kevin McGonigal, or we're going to trade Tyron Lorenzo. Because not all these guys are going to make it. McGonigal, Clark, Briseño, Bryce Rainer. Like, they got a lot of guys. Chris Rodriguez is 17 years old, and people say he's untouchable. Is he? He's so far away, the landmines could be multiple with him. Dude, he was playing in a league in the Dominican where it was like the purple team versus the orange team. It was seriously a bunch of, they were wearing, looked like t-shirts in the highlights I saw last year. And people say this guy's untouchable. So I have no problem with them trading away their own prospects to load up to make a run in 2026. Or trading Skubal for more prospects. Because what you end up doing, if you saturate your organization with elite prospects, you basically increase your chance they're going to hit. I also would think that any deal with Skubal now would include a major league ready player that could help them win now. Then you take Skubal budgeted money and you go get a free agent pitcher, top front of the order, front of the rotation pitcher to help you try and at least compete this year and still win the American League Central and give all these young guys an opportunity that when they debut, they're debuting on a team that's ready-made.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But that's basically what Olney and Rosenthal laid out. Olney thinks they're going to make a deal. There's hearing they're going to make a deal. Rosenthal says they should give it gas and go for it in this last year of Skubal. What do you prefer? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. It's Monday, which means Champ and Chump, who should be singled out for having the best weekend and should be called out for having a weekend that stinks. Will you go to Sammy on a cell? You're on 97.1. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, now, what's going on?
How are we doing?
Doing good. Lots to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So I'll keep it short and sweet. Did you see that John Gruden YouTube video about his philosophy about the best way to handle the college football tournament?
I did not.
It was interesting. He offered like a play-in option where, like, you know, all the teams that don't get the automatic qualifier would play each other. You know, you'd seed them, and then the winner gets in. And I liked it because they have to play the extra game, and it sort of justifies their place in the tournament.
Hold on. I'm confused here a little bit. You're talking about the conference champions get automatic spots?
Well, no. The teams that don't make the conference tournament, like the Ole Misses and the Oregons, the Notre Dames, all the teams that are lobbying to get in, they create a play-in game.
How big is that field?
10 teams. So 5 would, if they win, they're in. So, you know, he included both Indiana and Ohio State, irrespective of who won that game. He did have Alabama and Georgia would get in. He didn't want to penalize Georgia for Alabama, you know, to play the extra game.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop, Sammy. I'm really confused. How many teams get in?
Oh, it's still 12.
12 get in. And then those on the outside looking in?
Correct.
And that's a field of 10?
That would be a field of 10.
So now after they play, now you have 17 teams.
Well, no. So he incorporated Tulane and James Madison to be in that 10-team field. So maybe I'm not articulating it perfectly.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I urge you to go find that video. It's okay. Interesting in that, you know, these other teams in the conversation have to play an extra game like the teams that made their conference tournament. And I thought that was interesting.
I guess I have to go. I have to go for clarity. I'm going to have to go watch it because I'm not quite sure what you got going on there, but it sounds like you're just expanding the field. Anyway, maybe somebody else can articulate. I'll try and watch it during the break. If I can see the whole thing during a break. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.